Well, we can go now to NPR's Robert Smith, who's with Howard Dean's campaign headquarters there at the Southern New Hampshire University. Robert, I imagine that the Dean camp is now coming out and trying to explain this showing. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying they still want to wait and see how close Howard Dean comes. But second place is basically what they expected, and they're writing that up as a real comeback. I mean, one person told me that this week was Howard Dean's finest hour. So if you look at it, if you look at how his campaign looked on Tuesday and Wednesday, second place looks pretty good to them, but they'd love to be within 10 points
of
John Kerry.
Yeah. It certainly didn't look that good when they were in Iowa, and the mood in that room in Iowa after the caucuses was quite dispirited. What's the mood there right now?
Well, it was a very mixed crowd until a few minutes ago when Howard Dean started to appear on a television screen. He was doing an interview with Larry King, and as he went into his answers, they started to put over the loudspeaker system, and people just started to cheer him on. Just the sight of him on this television screen stoked people up. They're saying that that this was a great day, that they've come back from adversity, that the campaign is stronger. And this is not hurting the volunteer spirits whatsoever, a second-place finish.
All right, we actually have a cut of that interview from Larry King, where the governor spoke with Larry King earlier this evening, and I think that's what we're hearing the crowd responding to in the background. Let's take a listen.
You know, you'd always like to win. We always play to win in every single state. We know we can't win every one, but we always try to win every one. So until we do win, there'll always be a little disappointment. But I'm very proud of Karen Hicks and her incredible crew in New Hampshire. They worked very, very hard for a long, long time. And we're going to put some of those people on the road so we can win some other states.
Well, he's talking about putting people on the road. Robert, where does he go next?
He goes to Burlington tonight to his home. He will spend the next two nights at his home, and tomorrow he'll do interviews via satellite. And then on Thursday, they say, and this is still up in the air, but they say that he's probably going to go to South Carolina.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith with the Dean campaign.